Charlie Perdios, talk to me about estate agents' over-reliance on prop tech.
I think there's some fantastic prop tech at the moment. I think it's drastically improved over the last few years. But I would definitely say if you went back 5 or 6 years, I think agents were just trying out. There wasn't as much prop tech out there at that time.
Okay.
And I think agents were just willingly just trying anything. The latest thing, you know, they'd have a conversation with someone and think, right, this is the holy grail now, and it's going to solve all my problems. And in more cases than not, all it's doing is diluting it's making more noise out there, making it harder to see what your actual problems
were. Did you make some mistakes on?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Don't mention definitely. Names, but what type of software did you buy that didn't work?
How can I? Basically, we've used some software in the past where we've thought that it would solve our problem of getting properties on the market or sending information out to our target market. But at the end of the day, if you don't have a person behind it operating it correctly, it's totally ineffective. So I can't name names, and I don't want to sort of go into too much detail, but there are, if you don't have the right people operating these software packages, it's a waste of time. And it actually gives you more problems in the end. It muddies the water, and it gives the negotiators an opportunity to be lazier, in my opinion, and hide behind things. Because sometimes when you've got too much tech, and don't get me wrong, I'm very, very pro tech. There's some fantastic stuff that we, you know, my agency couldn't do without. But sometimes people don't realize when they've got an agency, they just think, oh, I'll bring in a bit of tech, it's going to solve my problems. Well, actually, your problem is your people, your culture. You know, if you've got a crap culture and you don't have the right people working for you, it doesn't matter what tech you bring in, it's not going to help you.
Putting aside culture, which is a subject for another video, how do you now judge whether a prop tech solution should be brought in with what you've learned in the past?
Right. So now I'll look at something and I will look into it a bit deeper. I won't just take the salesman's point of view that it does this, because sometimes they say it does something and actually it physically doesn't work.
Okay.
So I'd want proof of that. I'd speak to people that are using the software currently, you know, phone them up, get testimonials from people that are currently using the software. And I'd be a bit wary of using technology that needs too much of my staff's intervention.
Okay.
If it does something and it's automated and it helps my staff, then that's fine. If it's just giving another job to the people I've got working for me and it's duplicating things, I would be a bit wary, because there's only so much an agent can do. There's only so much they're willing to do, to be honest. I mean, we know the way agents work now is different to the way they worked 8, 9 years ago or more. I think if you just bring more and more technology, it just exasperates the problem and makes things worse. So automation without heavy reliance on people is great. But I think if you're bringing in something where you need heavy reliance on your people to operate that technology and you don't have the right people, it's a total waste of time and money.
Which bits of prop tech, and I want you to mention names of firms, could you not live without?
Okay, so some companies that we've engaged with recently. I mean, look, our CRM, we probably couldn't live with our CRM.
Who's your CRM?
CRM's Repeat. It's not perfect, but it's...
It's funny, people actually... The only complaint I hear about Repeat is that it's expensive.
It is expensive. They're doing a lot to address the issues they have at the moment.
But you never hear anything. That's the only complaint they have.
No, there are. Listen, no software is perfect, okay? And no software is perfect for every agency either, okay? So Reapit might work for me, it might not work for another agency, and another CRM might work brilliantly for someone else, but not for me.
Okay.
So you can't just say this CRM is the best for everyone.
So Reapit for you, what else?
Area is really helpful.
What's that?
Area is a platform which basically all our leads come into. It's the guys at Keaton's developed it, Kai Wheatley. Basically all the leads come in to Area. There's a fantastic dashboard which you can see which leads have come in where, at what time, and they'll actually change colour according to your SLA. So if you've got an SLA, this has to be answered within 30 minutes.
That's a service level agreement, is that right?
Service level agreement, yeah. So you can set them to whatever you want, basically. So Area is fantastic because you can actually see what is happening within your agency. You can then see the interaction, and it sorts out, especially right now when we've got, you know, we're coming into hundreds and hundreds of inquiries, it's making sure that we don't fill our CRM up with crap. So it's a filter before Reapit. So I definitely recommend people to look at Area. And the other one we can't live without at the moment, MoneyPenny. We probably, at the moment, I think MoneyPenny take probably 2,500 calls a month for us.
Wow.
So that is an astronomical amount. There is no way we could live without MoneyPenny right now without, you know, having a call centre of our own.
Sam and Joe are amazing.
They are amazing. They're fantastic. And it's great because you can scale up and scale down with them. It's, you know, it's something we can't do without right now. Definitely not.
Thank you for your time today.
Thank you.